This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Have big roles. You know, that's the sort of what you're going to be up against for him. It's what you're going to be up against for Jonathan Lawson. And especially, you know, for a one-year guy, you know, a guy in Devontae right. Jones who has 1 year left, you know, I mean, he's probably going to really want to go somewhere where he feels like he'll absolutely be showcased the best that he possibly can be. Is that Memphis? Maybe it is. I mean, maybe Penny can convince him that it is. I just think it's going to be hard. Baylor's on him, and Baylor obviously lost a ton. You know, so you can step into a situation there. So it's going to be tough that Memphis can get on this short list, though, I think is a testament sort of to Penny and why you hired him in the first place.
The last question, I heard Jason talking about Jonathan Lawson and saying, listen, you've got to sell to Jonathan Lawson. Yeah, the first year you may not be the man, but you will be second year. And the opportunity is there for you, and you'll be a part in the mix your first year, but then the way is clear for you to really run this team in your second year. Is that what, like, nobody wants to hear? Like, I don't want to wait for second year. I running the team this year. Like, how do you I get the sense that everybody wants everything now. I don't know how Jonathan Lawson fits into that. How do you think John Lawson fits into that?
I don't think anybody wants to hear that, but I also think that it's just 1 year and you have five. You know, it's just 1 year, or I guess, you have 5 years to play four. I mean, that's the way it goes. But it's just 1 year, and it's not like we're saying or anybody would be saying you just don't exist. You float around in the ether for your freshman season. That's just not, you know, what anybody's saying. I think what would be true is that you probably don't have the role entirely that you would want as a freshman. But, you know, look. It clears, man. It clears up real fast after 2021-22, because, you know, look, Lander's gone, Earl gone, Alo, we'll see. You know, I mean, there are so many opportunities that you know, will emerge after this season because of just the departures. And I don't think Memphis is really going to bring in guys who are much better than Jonathan. I mean, I'm really bullish on Jonathan and what he brings to the table. So, I don't even think it's like a, you know, sometimes like Penny in the recruiting process with DJ Jefferson, like, you're going to play the one, the two, the three. You know, that was a little fantastical. I don't think this is very fantastical to say that Jonathan as a sophomore would have so many opportunities at point on the wing, you know, and really be able to get 28 to 32 minutes a game. I mean, I think that's absolutely on the table, and he's good enough to get those minutes too. So, yeah, I mean, it's not ideal. It's not what you want to hear. But, you know, really what you have to find out and decide for yourself is, okay, do I want to go to a place like Creighton where I might get more minutes as a freshman, but they lost all five starters? They're not going to be very good next year. They're just not. Their best recruit decommitted because Greg McDermott, you know, said what he said. So do you want to go there and play 24 to 26 minutes a game and you know, very likely get pummeled in the Big East? For a season, or do you want to come to Memphis, accept a smaller role, but be a part of something most likely bigger in terms of a postseason team, and then have an opportunity in year two and beyond to be awesome and to get a lot of opportunities? So ultimately, you know, and also, like, do the Lawsons want to sort of go through this again at Memphis? I mean, that's certainly worth mentioning. So that's sort of the decision. That's the rub right there with Johnny's decision.
John, thanks very much. I'll be listening at 11 o'clock. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Thanks.
We got to take a break. Late to Chris Harrington. And then NFL Big Facts. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action is getting even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today using code WRIGHT100, W-R-I-G-H-T-1-0-0, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Grizzlies or the Clippers. And if the team you bet on hits a three, you win regardless of the bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Clippers to hit a three. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up the largest and fastest 5G network. And now, according to competitive data from Umlaut, T-Mobile is the most reliable 5G network too. To celebrate, we're inviting everyone to upgrade their experience. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Still have a flip phone? If it can make a call, you can trade it in. Plus, all our plans include 5G access on the full T-Mobile network at no extra cost.
Let's go.
Now that's an upgrade. T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone fee at 24 bill credits while supplies last, plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit, service, and undamaged trade-in required. Most reliable according to independent third-party Umlaut from crowdsourced user experience data from September 2020 to February 2021. Details at T-Mobile.com.
Get in the zone.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man, Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mention that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
I've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook, or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Craft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, you what are we listening to?
I don't know which uniforms the Grizzlies are going to wear tonight against the Clippers. Vince Ford, their equipment guy, tweets it out. Usually he hasn't done it yet today. I'm gonna pretend that they're wearing the black Soul City edition uniforms, so I can play back in black for Jaren Jackson Jr.
I see. It does appear that Jaren Jackson Jr., he has been upgraded to questionable. We think that's the key. First was doubtful, now questionable. We believe he will play tonight. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, questionable tends to mean game time decision for the Grizzlies. And given, you know, this is not, you know, a recent injury, and so I think they probably know whether he's ready to go or not. And so I'm going to assume that he plays tonight.
I should tell the people, if you don't have enough Chris Harrington in your life, pop on over to Twitter or to the Daily Memphian. But if you pop over to Twitter and look at my Twitter account, GEOFF_Calkins, CALKINS, or Chris's own Twitter account. What's your Twitter account name? What's it called, Chris?
Just at Chris Harrington. I consolidated all in one.
That's beautiful. You will find not one, not two, but three pieces. One on food, one 10 thoughts on the Grizzlies and where they are now, and another piece of collaboration with Drew Hill on the return of Jaren Jackson Jr. That should keep you occupied for a good long while. Do it after we finish talking to Chris here. In the piece with Drew Hill, you discussed the return, particularly of Jaren Jackson Jr. Let's start with this. We think he's coming off the bench?
My guess, if I had to guess, and I guess I do, my guess will be that he comes off the bench tonight and plays, you know, 15 to 20 minutes somewhere in there, and then moves into the starting lineup this weekend. That would be how I would handicap it, but I don't know.
There's this theory that because the Grizzlies are so patient with the way they handle injuries, that players come back more ready. Do you subscribe to this?
That's not a theory. That's a deliberate strategy. I mean, I've been told that by Grizzlies people, and I've reported that's right. The way they think about it. And Taylor Jenkins said that on the record recently. That is their goal, is to get players as close to game ready as they can before they put them on the floor. Now, that said, I don't think that there's a limit to what you can do without playing games. And so,
particularly when you're not practicing, for God's sakes. You just have game after game after game, right? So you might be ready in terms of your health. You're not going to be limping. But in terms of your jump shot or whatever, your rust, you would think it would be hard to be ready. Go ahead.
My guess is you'll see, you know, a 2 to 3 game ramp up, you know, to hit the normal minutes load. And my guess is he will not play back-to-backs. I mean, Justice Winslow didn't play back-to-backs, I think, the first couple times, and then he did, and then he was out for 3 weeks with soreness or whatever. My guess is that Jaren just won't play back-to-back. I mean, at this point, there's like 4 back-to-backs left in the season. Like, you know, it's so late in the season, and there are no back-to-backs in the playoffs. And so my guess is he just doesn't play back-to-backs.
Drew asked me what I think he'll look like. I mean, I don't know how I would possibly know. I guess I think he'll look okay, but I think he won't look like he looked in the bubble. Like, how could he possibly be that sharp, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think game one's a mulligan for him. Like, you know, if he's good, like, that's great. But if he's terrible, like, I don't think you care, like, in game one. You know, remember Justice Winslow's first half when he came back, he shot, like, 0 of 9 or whatever. And so I think game one is, like, just getting back into a rhythm and, like, getting used to running up and down a basketball floor with other players on it. I think he'll be back up to speed and, you know, in terms of what he can be right now in relatively short order, meaning like short in terms of number of games, not like within the first game. But to me, the question will be, and long term, you assume, you hope that he'll just be, you know, good as new or whatever, which remains to be seen, but that's certainly their belief. But in terms of the rest of this season, like, I'm going to be interested in, you know, lateral quickness and lack of hesitation. Like, you know, I mean, is he going to be able to take people off the dribble the way he did back in the bubble? Is he going to be able to rotate defensively and, like, you know, be a weak side shot blocker and be as quick to react and stuff like that? Or is it going to take him a little bit more time to not only be able to do that stuff, but to not be hesitant about doing that stuff coming off the injury? I mean, that's what I would wonder about. In terms of just, like, you know, rising up and taking jump shots, I don't see that being that big of a deal.
It's funny, in terms of that, we've talked a lot about the difference in the meniscus surgeries, the trim or the repair. Do you off the top of your head, I should have warned you, I was going to ask you this, know of players who have had the repair and how they have done subsequent to the repair? Is there there must be a history of players who have had this and whether they have been hobbled for forever or back to their old selves.
I don't. The two most recent, like, meniscus, high-profile meniscus stuff were both trims, and that was Zion Williamson last season and then Kristaps Porzingis this season. And, you know, I think they both were pretty productive when they came back. Those were, you know, those were trims, not repairs, but they were meniscus surgeries. And they were both pretty productive when they came back. Porzingis' stat line looks great this season. I think people who follow the Mavericks closely and watch game to game will tell you that it's not quite as good as the stat line, and it's a little less consistent, and the mobility is not, you know, necessarily exactly what it was before. But he's averaging like 21-9 and shooting well and whatever.
Zion looks pretty mobile.
Well, I mean, Zion's now more than a year
right,
removed.
Yes.
But if you go back to last season, I think we remember him struggling in the bubble.
Right.
But that was the bubble. That was not coming off the surgery. That was coming off the layoff, right? When he actually came off the surgery itself, like, he was good. I mean, people were talking about him, like, is he going to catch Ja for Rookie of the Year, right? And so, like, he was really good in season coming off that surgery. And so, you know, I mean, we're not going to know until we see it. But I don't expect to see a significantly diminished Jackson for an extended period, right? Like, I don't expect him to look perfect in the first game, like, by any stretch. But I don't expect him to be significantly limited for the rest of the season. He may be. We don't know. We're just guessing.
Right. Do we think, by the way, they picked this game? It strains credulity to think this is the exact moment when he's ready, like, as opposed to the last game or the next game. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just this is when we deem him ready. It happens to fall against the Clippers. Or do you think there's any strategy in picking this game? Is this in any way a punt, a game that they think they might lose or something? Like, what do you think went into this game?
I don't. To me, if there is strategy, maybe it's something about the flow of, you know, I mean, this is not a back-to-back, it's not a game the next night kind of thing. I don't think it would be, to me, if you looked at that game, like, you know, before the road trip, you know, like, it might look like a punt now because you have this hangover of double OT loss, right? But you didn't know that was coming. But then the other thing is now Kawhi's not playing. And so maybe it looks less like a punt. Like, you're going in there without Kawhi.
Right.
Why not try to win that game, right? And so I'm reluctant to impose much, like,
right,
strategic thinking
it, right.
on it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's presume that he moves into the starting lineup over the weekend, as you suggest, and guess he might. Who moves out of the starting lineup?
Well, that's the question. And Drew and I had different answers to what we think they will do. I think we both see it in the terms of there are two realistic possibilities. And if they went some third way that's not one of these two, we would be surprised. So we didn't really entertain other ideas. I did it in my second column today. But I think we see the two most likely scenarios are you move Jackson in at the power forward and move Kyle Anderson to the bench, and there you go. That's one. And the other would be you move Jackson in at power forward and you shift Kyle down to the three and Dylan Brooks to the two and bring Grayson Allen off the bench. I believe they'll take the path of least resistance and just put Jaren in the starting lineup and bring Kyle off the bench. Drew thinks that they will do the shift and you'll start Brooks and Anderson together on the wing.
You both, I think, if I recall correctly, think they should move Grayson Allen to the bench and move Kyle and keep Kyle in as a three. Is that right?
Yeah, no, we did both state that as our preference. I also acknowledge that I have a lot of doubts about it. I don't think it's at all clear what they should do, and I think there are good arguments to be made in all the different directions. You know, and Kyle Anderson has been better at the four than the three, and so, you know, your argument would be why you know, push him into the three when, like, Allen and Brooks are playing so well on the wing, and that may be correct. My thought is more about balance of skill set. That you're adding, you know, a high volume shooter in Jackson, and so you put him in and take Allen out. Like, does it, like, change the balance? And you maintain, to me, the secondary ball handling and defense and rebounding stuff that you get from Anderson. I wonder about if you play Allen, Brooks, Jackson together at the 2-4. You got a lot of shooting there and a lot of scoring. I wonder if you have too many shoot first players and you don't have someone who's really going to be adept at handling the ball, freeing Jop to play off the ball, who's going to chip in on rebounding, who's going to be more of a plus defender. I wonder about the balance of sort of skill set when you do that. And so my preference is to try the Anderson thing at the three, but I totally allow that. Like, I may be wrong about that. I don't think it's at all obvious.
Also, you're in the tank for Kyle Anderson. I'm just kidding.
This is true.
No, I can see it. I actually think, like you, that he'll keep Grayson in. A, because, I mean, we know that he values shooting. I mean, they really value shooting, obviously. And then secondly, I think until you know that Jaren Jackson is back and hitting shots and replacing, you know, Grayson's
right.
shooting, I think that's what I would imagine they will do. Okay,
I wrote today is that what I would actually do if you just open up all possibilities is I'd do Melton and Brooks. Because I think Melton gives you the defense and the guy who's going to make plays without the ball.
Right.
And you still got the shooting and you still got that. That's what I would do. But there's no indication
you would have
that they would actually do that.
You would have it be Jaren, Jonas, Melton, Brooks, and Ja.
That's what I would do. But I don't think that's in the realm of possibility, not, right. So I didn't really entertain that.
It is amazing. You get the shooting with the Anthony Melton. Which is true. You now get the shooting with Anthony Melton. Okay, whatever they do, whether they choose choice A or choice B, obviously there are going to be ripple effects further on down the rotation.
Right.
What do we see happening there?
It's a good question, and it's grown more complicated after what he did in Denver, right, where he didn't play Tyus Jones in the second half, and after the game Xavier Tillman had. I think if Brooks and Jackson are both back tonight, this will be the first game all season in which they've had basically everybody. And you got tough decisions to make. I think the most obvious thing to do, excuse me, I'm having a little thing in my throat here. I think the most obvious thing to do in terms of a 10-man rotation is for Justice Winslow and Xavier Tillman to be the odd man out. Clearly on the merits of play this season, Tillman is not – I mean, Winslow should not be in your top 10.
Right.
And it's debatable in terms of your backup front court. But I think Brandon Clark, you know, has enough. There's enough sort of investment there, or he's sort of got enough tenure that I have a hard time seeing Tillman playing above him. And so to me, like, that would be the most obvious scenario. And so your second team in that scenario would be Tyus Jones, De'Anthony Melton, Desmond Bane, Kyle Anderson, Brandon Clark. And then that completes your 10, and then you have Winslow and Tillman sort of the odd men out. To me, that's the obvious path. I don't know if that's the way they'll play it.
Well, and they just won't do it because they – do you think they feel some compulsion to play strategic long-term need to play Justice Winslow?
Well, to me, the question would be
– and if so, where?
No, the question to me is what decision are you going to make this summer about Winslow, and do you feel like you're able to make that decision right now? And if you don't feel like you're able to make that decision right now, do you feel like playing him, you know, 15 to 20 minutes a night for the rest of the season, it's going to put you in a better position to be able to make that decision? I don't know the answer, but I'm giving you like the thought process, I think.
If they feel like they would be in a position to make that decision now, do you think that suggests that also contains within it that decision, the decision? In other words, do you think that means we're moving on?
It could be either way. It could be like we still believe in the long-term potential here and one more year at this number, like we want to give it more time. I mean, it's not going to surprise me if they decide they want to give it more time, given that they went out to get the guy. But to me, you know, I think all season it's been a two-track thing. Like we're trying to win this year, but we're also thinking about our long-term development. I think it would be appropriate to come to a point in the season
where it's a one-track
and say
thing.
We're moving to one track for the next month, right? And that could have gone either way. Like if you'd fallen completely out of the playoffs, you could have been like, okay, like maybe we will think about our draft position like for the next 3 weeks, right? I think now you've reached the point where like maybe we just like just do what is best to win games right now for the next month, right? It's only a month. Let's just, you know, don't worry about anything but the present for the next month. I think that would be a totally appropriate way to deal with it, honestly.
And then the truth of the matter is, Like I've said with everything else, it may be that your decision on Justice Winslow is also contingent on what happens with all these other players. It feels more like they really are going to have to do something this summer, doesn't it, to sort of clear up some of this? Consolidate assets? What?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to. There has to be something to do, right? And you can't, you know, if you're talking about trades, like, yeah, there has to be a deal to be made. I think they should be. I think they should want to clear some stuff up, and I think they should be aggressive in pursuing those options. Yes.
Right. Well, there's too much to talk to you about, so I'm going to have to talk to you about the food, the hot sauce, and everything else tomorrow. I appreciate it. We'll do that then. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Three pieces for you to read of his over at the Daily Memphian. We will talk about the NFL coming up next. Before that, again, I will remind you, FanDuel Sportsbook is where you can get both the risk-free first bet that is $1,000, up to $1,000. If you're just signing up, you can get $1,000 back. Bet $25. If you miss, get that back in site credit. Bet $100, get that back in site credit. Bet $500, get that back, up to $1,000 for your first bet ever. And then as you go forward, every single day, if you do a same game parlay, which is combining a whole bunch of bets from one game into a single bet, and you fall one leg short, up to $25 back in same game parlay insurance every single day. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It is also the official sportsbook of 92.9 FM ESPN. To get access to all of this and more, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. And use promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, when you sign up. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, NFL talk. It's Jeff Calkins' show. We'll do Big Facts, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The only thing for certain with the change of seasons is constantly fluctuating outdoor temperatures. But with a new high-efficiency Trane home comfort system from Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can count on comfortable temperatures inside your home every day of the year. Let Landmark upgrade your old, inefficient home comfort system today and take up to 36 months to pay, interest-free. Call us today to schedule your free in-home assessment at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
How can your mortgage work for you instead of you simply working for your mortgage? Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Holsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
Finding the perfect home can be a lengthy and stressful process, and one of the trickiest steps is acquiring the right financing. Orion streamlines the approval process to give qualified buyers a pre-approval within minutes, thanks to our partnership with Fannie Mae and access through their underwriting system. At Orion, we're here to help you get qualified for your next home in three simple steps. One, complete an application. Two, discuss your options with one of our mortgage lenders. Three, take your pre-approval letter to your realtor and make an offer with confidence. Orion can even pay $2,000 towards closing costs. To learn more, visit orionhomeloan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a gymnast like me or you live that yoga lifestyle, you know flexibility and joint health are key. That's why Smoothie King created the new Stretch and Flex Smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Get to Destinations Unknown in your new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi 1870 Covington Pike. Get 43 MPG highway in 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett at $12,997 or $133 a month. And it's not a lease. You own it. Dream big and drive further in your all-new 2022 Eclipse Cross. $23,373 or $284 a month. And exceed all expectations in your 2022 Outlander. $31,919 or $409 a month. Plus, we build it with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 2.79% Mirage, MH002807, MSRP 16865, Eclipse NZ003094, MSRP 26325, Outlander NZ005802, MSRP 34935, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/hire to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch. From 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The Bacon Double Stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag, bag alert. Major
bag. Biggie bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I got good news for you, Jeffrey. Bounty is bringing us lunch.
Thank God.
Did you hear that? Not today.
God's
I think
good.
It's tomorrow. I wonder what they're going to bring us.
Everything, something delicious.
Bounty is bringing us lunch. Since you don't work here, they're not bringing you lunch. Mm-hmm. But you can go to Bounty, and I would suggest you do. Give them a call. The phone number is 410-8131. They're located at 2519 Broadway. Brad just went there. Brad Carson, for his birthday, he got the shank, right?
Pork shank.
The pork shank.
Braised pork shank.
And the braised pork shank. With the smoked Gouda grits.
Oh, yeah.
That Fishman thinks sounds so superb. I'm emphasizing maybe they'll bring us the Waffle Foster with the brandied bananas. It's kind of will be brunch time a little bit, right? The whipped cream, the toasted almonds available for their Sunday brunch. Or the barbecue Benedict with their smoked pork shoulder. Just like Eggs Benedict, only it's barbecue Benedict. Their fried Gulf oysters are a can't miss. Best fried Gulf oysters, best oysters I've ever had, I'll be honest. And, of course, their key lime pie, the chocolate cream pie. It is Bounty on Broad. Beautiful place. They got outside seating.
Oh, yeah.
They got curb service, so you can come up and pick it away if you like. It is Bounty on Broad, 2519 Broad Avenue, 410-8131. All right, Jeffrey, let's do NFL Big Facts. The Denver Broncos have called the Carolina Panthers interested in.
I thought they could.
I'm sorry.
Falcons, correct?
The Falcons,
they called it number 4.
Interested in trading up at number four. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
What do you make of this? Do you think they're going to be trading up? Of course, the truth of the matter is everybody's calling everybody. I don't know that it's that big news that they called up the Falcons at number four, but they evidently did.
I mean, does it really strike you that...
I mean, they need a quarterback, right?
I mean, I just don't... I mean, they've made moves that signal, okay, we'll give Drew Lock another shot, but it certainly does not seem as if...
Drew Lock ain't it.
Yeah.
They're at nine, and so if they could go up to four and get Justin Fields... Not Justin Fields. They couldn't get Justin Fields. They could, because Justin Fields, if we think Justin Fields, well, what do we think? Justin Fields going three? I think he's going three. So let's just say he's going three. Oh, now what do you think?
I don't know, because I'm in this weird move. I have this weird decision where I don't think all of these people can be wrong, correct?
It seems to me the obvious
pick.
People are now backing off a little bit of the Mac Jones.
Right now, if you look at the early markets, right now, Mac Jones.
Markets, which yes. Mean what exactly?
The early betting markets.
Uh-huh.
Mac Jones is a slight favorite. Not an overwhelming favorite. He would be like a 3-point favorite right now.
So, over on The Athletic, it's interesting you could say this. They asked some coaches, NFL coaches and scouts, anonymous.
Yeah.
About Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Ready? This is a QB coach. And the question was, are you on the Mac Jones bandwagon? This is a NFL QB coach.
All right.
Bruce Feldman, he got this story, I believe.
Okay.
Are you on the bandwagon? Coach one, I am driving the bandwagon. I noticed something that last year after Tua got hurt and Mac went in and they stopped running RPOs and started calling dropback stuff. I was like, oh, they trust him. But he's more than just that. I think he's the best thrower of the football by a lot. Zach Wilson is freaky, but he's not hitting people in stride on time. Mac is processing. He's accurate. He's layering it. He has pinpoint accuracy and throws with anticipation. Those people who say all he did was throw to guys who were wide open and threw from a clean pocket, turn on the A&M Georgia or the Michigan and Auburn games from last year where he got the S beat out of him. He's getting hit, and he's getting moved. People say he's not athletic, but what are we talking about? Just because he looks bad without a T-shirt doesn't mean he's a bad athlete because he has baby fat. I love him. He was substantially better in the interviews than all of the other quarterbacks. QB coach two. In my mind, if I had to win right now this year, he's the most advanced quarterback of any of them. I think Trevor's the best. I'm co-signing on him, but his system adjustment will be much bigger than Mac. Jones is going to walk in day one and just have to flip terminology because he's going to know pro football. He's been coached by Sark. He understands run checks, understanding moving protections. Not the others don't, but he's on a different level. The question is, are Mac Jones' physical tools worthy of being a top five pick or even first round? I don't know that his physical abilities warrant that, but if you tell me that I have to win now, I think his physicals are good enough. How many guys in the history of football in 12 games against top college competition threw for 4,500 yards, threw 41 touchdowns and only four picks, and completed 77% in a pro system? Some guys at pro days don't do 70% on air.
So,
what do you think of all that?
All of that would support that Mac Jones is going three.
That would subject that Mac Jones is going three. Those are, and that's not just like, that's not one coach in
Correct.
San Francisco. That's two other quarterback coaches saying this is not crazy.
And all of that, in my opinion, would support the fact of this is how he rocket shipped up the draft board.
You're with a Mac Jones at three now. You're back. You've never left it.
Here would be the case, I think. I'm Jeff. I'm not proud of this. I might have watched some Alabama spring game over the weekend.
And let me guess, those quarterbacks didn't look like Mac Jones.
No, they did not.
Just because they got skill players around them.
No, they did not. Now, you can make the argument also that Alabama is having to replace a ton up front. And, of course, you got to always make the obvious argument. Well, of course, Alabama quarterbacks struggle against Alabama's defense. It's the best defense they'll see all year. So, of course, you have to make that point. But it wasn't clean. Like, it wasn't bad. There wasn't the type of quarterback play that you would sit there and go, uh-oh, they got problems next year. But it was a noticeable difference. It wasn't as smooth. It wasn't as they were definitely not as accurate. I mean, essentially, Bryce Young had more incompletions in the spring game
than Mac Jones had all season.
Well, it was the first three games.
Is that really true?
Yeah. And
well, and here's the thing. Kyle Shanahan, it might be unpopular the day they do it. It won't be unpopular if he's good. Like, no, you can't do this based on reaction any more than, you know, when the Knicks drafted Kristaps Porzingis, they got booed, right?
For sure.
When the Eagles drafted Donovan,
sure,
they got booed, right?
I think the other point is, if you look at where the Niners view themselves,
they're ready to win now.
Correct.
That fits with what we
just
said.
So if this
Justin Fields is seen as more of a project.
Correct. And if this is how they view it, they're going to take the most game ready.
All right. So now we're Mac Jones at three. Then Denver wants Justin Fields. What would it require of you to trade? Let's say Atlanta doesn't believe in Justin Fields. To me, here's a question, by the way. In terms of Atlanta. So Atlanta's sitting there at four. Okay. And there are quarterbacks in front of him. We know there'll be two of the three. We'll be there, right? Either between the three quarterbacks, there will be two of the three, right? Mac Jones.
I think
Justin
the first...
Fields and what's his name?
Trevor Lawrence.
No.
Oh, the ones that'll be available. Trey Lance will be available.
Trey Lance, that's who I meant.
Yeah.
So Trey Lance, Mac Jones, Justin Fields. Two of those three guys will be available when you're at Atlanta. Let me ask you this. Would you rather have Travis Kelce? Okay, or George Kittle, like
sure,
whatever awesome tight end
the
you
elite,
want.
The elite can't cover tight end.
Or Matt Stafford as a franchise.
I think I'd probably rather have the tight end.
Because I do believe that's what Kyle Pitts is.
Here would be my question, though. Would you rather have the tight end, or would you rather take the shot on the left tackle that could literally be like the left tackle for 15 years?
I don't think people feel as convinced that he's – I don't think people feel – As confident that Penei Sewell is, partly because he opted out last year. We haven't seen him play. I don't think they feel as confident that he is generational as they do that Kyle Pitts is generational. I don't think they take the
time. I agree with that, but I would also make the argument, I think it's a lot easier to identify, well, Kyle Pitts for sure is going to be good. I think, like, for instance, the reason why I think we're seeing a lower bust rate on certain skill players, particularly receivers, is I think they're doing a better job of, okay, we can identify this. I think tackles and linemen are still who the hell knows.
Well, I think that's right, but that's then a reason not to do it. Like, take the sure thing. I think it's either Pitts or a quarterback or trade down. And then the question is, if you trade down,
you'd move to nine.
You're moving to nine, and at nine, I would need a hell of a lot to trade off of. Like, if I thought he was a generational tight end or a quarterback, if I'm getting either my next quarterback or a generational tight end, here's who might be available at nine, right?
One of the receivers Micah Parsons, is going to be available.
Patrick Surtain, Jalen Waddle, J.C. Horn, maybe Devonta Smith, although the truth of the matter is they could go to the Dolphins in Detroit, and then they wouldn't be available at nine.
I think Carolina could also take a receiver.
Yeah, so I don't know that one of those two receivers is available.
Let's never rule out.
I don't think I'd do it for just another first, just for next year's first.
Oh no, you'd have to get at least two more, right?
You'd have to get two firsts, and then I'd do it. Yeah,
because in the end,
if I don't believe in Justin Fields, then I'd do it.
Well, in the end, you're Atlanta, and you're sitting here. You can go, okay, we've got a player that we believe could be a game breaker, and you want a quarterback. You got to pay the price to get a quarterback. Otherwise, we're going to take the spot. And I just think with Cincinnati, they're in a spot where they can either take a tackle or they can take a receiver. And then Miami.
Cincinnati's taking the tackle. And then Miami's taking Jamar Chase. That's easy. To me, this is like that seems pretty easy.
I do like the working theory that the Bengals take Jamar Chase and they still lose and suck this year. And then they go get Joe Brady after firing Zach Taylor. They go get Joe Brady and get the whole gang back together.
The gang won't be back together if your quarterback's in pieces.
That's a fair point. He says he's expected to be ready for opening day.
So you were referring to the betting markets,
yes.
Right? The betting markets. Who is the favorite? We know who's going one. We know who's going two.
Yes.
So the favorite to go three is who?
Right now the favorite is Mac Jones. It's around -125, meaning to win $100, you'd have to pay in $125.
You just handed me, says Justin Fields is -125.
Isn't he +125?
Justin Fields -125, Mac Jones +150. Got it right here in front of me. This is your show prep. That would make Justin Fields the betting favorite to go through.
Okay, so DraftKings now has the opposite.
I see.
So that shows you that
Nobody knows.
It's even.
Nobody knows who's going through.
I will say this. Based on what we've just read, that does make me believe that Shanahan does feel, don't you agree, like he kind of gives off the "I'm the smartest guy in the room" vibes?
Oh, and if he really believes in Mac Jones,
you'd rather
I want
do
him to
that.
Take Mac Jones. There's no question about that. I want him to take Mac Jones. Honestly, this was a fascinating Q&A over on The Athletic of this stuff.
I mean, I will say this. The same questions I have of Mac Jones are very similar to the same questions that I have of Justin Fields. But they're the for instance, I think Mac holds onto the ball way too long. Like, I do not think, and I do think that can also be a product of, I know if I hold on to the last segment, someone's going to be wide open. And so I'm giving myself an advantage. That's a lot of the same knocks as Justin Fields. It seems to me the difference is when you got him. Got him on the proverbial grease board. He's a football.
Here's the what they say about Kyle Pitts. Is Kyle Pitts the biggest no-brainer in the draft? QB coach 1. Pitts is a unicorn. It's rare to get a guy that freaky, that size, that didn't flip the defensive end. It's easier to rush the quarterback than play tight end. He's Darren Waller. That's a Raiders tight end.
Yeah.
But a little more natural. He's got great hand-eye coordination, great length. He didn't have a drop last year. Only 4 of his catches didn't go for a touchdown or first down. What I really love is they didn't have to play last year. He still would have been a top 10 pick. And that they're down 20 versus Bama, and he's still playing his ass off, trying to get them back into it, and he does. That stuff spoke a lot. QB coach 2, aw man, he's special. He has good character. He's a tough kid. Everything that he did at Pro Day, it was like, good God. That guy changes the game for your offense with how people have to play you. This is why I wonder, by the way, if our man Arthur Smith,
yeah,
who's an offensive coordinator at heart, like, doesn't want him. This guy is more athletic and flat and faster than Kelsey. This guy comes into the league, and he's going to be way better than anybody else. Wide receiver coach 3. He's ridiculous, man. Holy crap. To be that big and that fast and that skilled, wow. How about that?
I think if you're Arthur Smith, you are...
Don't you want the toy?
Correct. Because if you draft the quarterback, you may not even get to coach him.
That's the thing. You want to know what he says about... Elijah Moore.
Yes.
Ole Miss's Elijah Moore. Wide receiver, not a lot on him. Wide receiver coach 1. I liked him. He can do a lot of stuff. He's a good kid. Tough. They really had no root tree there and were just going as fast as they can. Is that true?
Yeah.
He was impressive in interviews, really candid, was mature. You want to have Tennessee's Josh Palmer. Ready? Tennessee's going to produce a pro here. Wide receiver
good
coach 1. He's a big receiver who's starting to figure out how to use his body. He has pretty good awareness. He can feel where the DB is on him. He has the right makeup. He stayed in there and played through what was a pretty toxic situation and with really shaky quarterback play. Wide receiver coach 3. He's just a good player. You see him run a lot of the routes. You'd see him run on Sunday, but he wasn't really a dynamic workout guy. I think coaches probably like him more than personnel guys probably do. He's beating press coverage, and he does little things in his routes well that you notice. Strong hands, high points the ball. There's a lot of stuff you don't have to teach because he already does it. You want to know about Micah Parsons? Penn State's Micah Parsons, the 1 linebacker. Here's defensive coach 2. I think his upside is to be the best linebacker in the league. He's special. He has some immaturity, but if he goes to a place that's on him every day, he can be great. He needs a coach on his ass. I do think he's a good kid and wants to be a great player. He can do everything at that size. He's way bigger than Devin White. He's huge. This guy is 15 pounds bigger than Roquan Smith. He's built more like Bobby Wagner. He's so explosive. God, I love the NFL draft. It's just where I nerd out, ladies and gentlemen.
I am more convinced if he is available at 11, the Giants are 1,000 million billion percent taken. I'll be fine with it. I still think linebackers oftentimes are...
Not a premium position, like running back, sort of.
Right,
but yeah.
Joe Judge is from Pennsylvania, so you know they're going to have that element. Right. Tough kid, whatnot. Like, that goes with everything that David Gettleman would want.
You can follow the draft on your new computer from Cooper Systems, 360-9679, 360-9679. You'll be wanting to follow the draft, of course, and you might as well have a fast new computer to do it. Reward yourself. We've endured this period, or maybe reward one of your kids for
Actually graduating.
Zooming, whatever. Lots of people are making college decisions now. That's happening. They're going to be heading off to college. Get them a new laptop for a graduation gift. You won't have to pay as much as you would at a big box store. 360-9679, 360-9679. Or maybe maybe someone broke into your house and visited sites that they shouldn't have visited on your laptop, and you have viruses, and you need it cleaned and zipped up a little bit. They will do that for you, too. Their technicians right there on site. It is Cooper Systems, 360-9679, located in the Mount Moriah Office Park. When we come back, the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The NBA season is rolling along, games every single day, and now it's baseball season two. Perhaps you're a Cardinals fan or a Cubs fan or a lonely Mets fan like me who enjoys having a drink while you're watching nine innings. If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want to, but I don't know why you would do that when I have identified a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, the list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar or a restaurant or a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up the largest and fastest 5G network. And now, according to competitive data from Umlaut, T-Mobile is the most reliable 5G network too. To celebrate, we're inviting everyone to upgrade their experience. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Still have a flip phone? If it can make a call, you can trade it in. Plus, all our plans include 5G access on the full T-Mobile network at no extra cost.
Let's go.
Now that's an upgrade. T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone fee at 24 bill credits while supplies last plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit service and undamaged trade-in required. Most reliable according to independent third-party Umlaut from crowdsourced user experience data from September 2020 to February 2021. Details at T-Mobile.com.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. The LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. We're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest WaveLight laser when treated in April. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with 20% off. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in April 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of WaveLight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patient age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Individual results vary.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
coming to you from the Triumph Bank Studios. It gives me pleasure every time I think about that because I get to talk about Triumph Bank. I get to send people to Triumph Bank. I've done that many, many times. Oh, I got to refinance my house. What's that bank you're always talking about? Oh, that would be Triumph Bank. Oh, my small business. I'm sick of being treated like this. This is a guy who runs a dance studio asked me this. He said, a friend of mine, he said, what's that bank you talk about? I thought that would be Triumph Bank. I'm setting up an account for my kid who's good. But what bank would you recommend? Oh, that would be Triumph Bank. Send them all there. Everybody's happy. And it's because there's a level of service there that you will not experience anywhere else. Banks should not just be an institution and a machine in the wall. It should be people. And that's what Triumph Bank is. And it's Memphis people. Started in Memphis 2006, now a regional banking power, but still has that same level of service. Triumph Bank's invest in community banking, banking easy for you. Let's get to the one story I'm waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. At long last, it's Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Presented by Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Check out homerskeltoncdj.com. A bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
All right, so there's a survey here about every state's favorite drunk fast food. I don't think the methodology, I'm not confident in the methodology of the survey. I'll tell you that later. But what do you think is our favorite drunk fast food here in Tennessee?
Waffle House?
No. Only three states have picked Waffle House. The three states that picked Waffle House are Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Yeah,
and
by the way, makes sense. It's more of a Georgia thing.
Waffle House is a different kind of drunk fast
food. For sure.
Right? Like,
you have to sit down.
You have to sit down. Yeah. It's different than driving through Crystal. Now, I was disappointed Crystal didn't appear anywhere.
Yeah.
The even overwhelming one is McDonald's. And I bet in quantity, and that's Tennessee. Don't you think it's probably true? Like, there's just more McDonald's.
Yes, I think that's probably fair.
But you don't think of McDonald's as
well,
a drunk fast food.
Well, and no one would say, like, if you get surveyed, no one says, what's your favorite drunk fast food?
No one says McDonald's. No one says McDonald's. They say something. Someone said, I was talking to someone yesterday who said the place to go in Memphis now. I've only been here. Cookout. Yeah. You knew it.
Yeah, it's open.
And it's open always, and it's you get cheap. Vast quantities for cheap.
It's a ton of food, and it's
what
cheap.
What do you get? What should I order at a cookout?
I get the platter, and I usually...
That's what they say. Yeah. What is on the platter?
So it's... Oh, Jeff, you have options. I personally go with the double cheeseburger, pickle and mustard. I get usually a...
They have a corn dog.
They do. And
you get the quesadillas?
I get the quesadilla, and then fries. And then I usually throw in a chocolate milkshake. It's...
I hear the milkshakes are not bad.
Good carbs.
So, okay, there's one state that had Denny's. And only one state that had Denny's as its number one drunk fast food.
California?
Alaska.
Okay. It was big in California.
Okay. Then we have one that has In-N-Out Burger and one that has Whataburger.
Yeah. Texas would be Whataburger and then California In-N-Out.
Yes. One that has Taco Bell. Only one. This is, you're not going to get this. Only one that has Taco Bell. I think Taco Bell is more, you would more identify Taco Bell as a drunk fast food than McDonald's, though, wouldn't you?
I mean, Taco Bell started branding themselves fourth meal, which is the appropriate way to say we are your drunk food.
Only one, Wyoming.
Okay.
Wyoming has that. Wendy's is the favorite drunk fast food in Mississippi. I happened to go to a Wendy's yesterday. I got a single.
Yeah.
It was really quite delicious.
The only problem I have with Wendy's is they will not acknowledge that when they change their fries are trash.
But you expect them to say that?
Yes.
Our fries are trash,
yes,
Wendy's? Our burger square and our fries are trash?
Yes. Yeah, go back to, go back
to
what it was.
Likely to me. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Giannotto joins them at 11:25. Kevin Johns, Memphis offensive coordinator, joins them at 1:25. Eric Hasseltine will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 2:30. Jonathan Gavoni joins GP at 4:20. Jeff at 5 o'clock. Pre-game with Jessica Benson tonight at 8:30 local time. Tip-off at 9 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Really appreciate your thoughtful responses in the first segment when we were talking about yesterday's verdict. As my buddy Fishman said, y'all always elevate the conversation. And so I'm grateful for that. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Work yours done.
This is Memphis's sports station, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
an Odyssey station.
You ready for a new ride? We gossip at Gossip Kia Covington Pike. And Bobby J is the man to put you in a new Kia today. It's less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $129 a month lease. $31.99 due at signing. Find your soulmate with 2021 Kia Soul. $159 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America. $184 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. All 36-month leases. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
36-month leases, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5, MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
With stimulus checks coming in, if you're ready to get your hands on a new firearm or ammunition or take your permit to carry class, we've got it all at Top Gun Memphis. Ammo in stock, firearms in stock. And if you're looking to have some fun over spring break, come on out to Top Gun Memphis and shoot at the largest indoor gun range, gun store, and barbecue restaurant all in one place. TopGunMemphis.com. Sign up for your permit to carry class. TopGunMemphis.com. 2770 Witten Road or TopGunMemphis.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're